Hare Krishna. I'll be speaking about the Katyayani Vrat. Katyayani Vrat is a vow to observe austerities to please Katyayani Devi or Yogmaya Devi, the spiritual energy of Lord Sri Krishna, in order to get Sri Krishna as the beloved husband. Sukadev Goswami said, during the first month of the winter season, the young unmarried girls of Gokul observed the vow of worshipping goddess Katyayani. For the entire month, they ate only unspiced khichdi. Also, in Volume 1, Chapter 22 of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada comments that the gopis first ate havishyana, a kind of food prepared by boiling together moong dal and rice without any spices or turmeric. According to the Vedic injunction, this kind of food is recommended to purify the body before one enacts ritualistic ceremonies. Krishna steals the garments of the unmarried gopis. This chapter describes how the marriageable daughters of the cowherd men worshipped Katyayani Devi to get Lord Sri Krishna as their husband, and how Krishna stole the garments of the young girls and gave them benedictions. During the month of Margashirsha, every day, early in the morning, the young daughters of cowherds would take one another's hands and, singing of Krishna's transcendental qualities, go to the Yamuna to bathe. Desiring to obtain Krishna as their husband, they would then worship the goddess Katyayani with incense, flowers and other items. One day, the young gopis left their garments on the shore as usual and began playing in the water while chanting of Lord Krishna's activities. Suddenly, Krishna himself came there, took away all the garments and climbed up a nearby kadamba tree. Away with all the garments. Wanting to tease the gopis, Krishna said, I understand how fatigued you gopis are from your austerities. So please, come on to the shore and take back your clothes. The gopis then pretended to become angry and said, the cold water of Yamuna was giving them great pain. Krishna, who felt great affection for them, again spoke, because while executing a vow, you bathe in the water naked, you have committed an offense against the demigods, and to counteract it, you should offer obeisances with joined palms. Then your vow of austerity will achieve its full result. The gopis followed this instruction and, folding their hands in respect, offered obeisances to Sri Krishna. Satisfied, he gave them back their clothing. But the young girls had become so attracted to him that they could not leave. Understanding their minds, Krishna said that he knew they had worshipped Katyayani Devi to get him as their husband. Because they had offered their hearts to him, their desires would never again become tainted by the mood of materialistic enjoyment. Just as fried barley corns can no longer grow into shoots. Next autumn, he told them, their most cherished desire would be fulfilled. Then the gopis, fully satisfied, returned to the Vraj, and Sri Krishna and his cowherd friends went off to a distant place to graze their cows. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060. 6. I repeat, 9, 9, 8, 7, 0, 6, 0, 6, 0, 6. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.